What can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School researched environmental issues and want you to help the planet.
Aspen is such a popular destination due to the beautiful landscape and intriguing wildlife. However, as more houses are being built in the surrounding forest, the number of human mountain lion encounters are rising. Mountain lions have large ranges of 50 to 150 acres of territory, and they do not like to share. So when young lions become independent and they go off in search of their own territory, and untouched territory from humans becomes rarer, they are forced to station their territory near and sometimes in towns. This leads into lion-human interactions.
One incident of this is when a mountain lion attacked a 5-year-old boy at 8 p.m. in Woody Creek. This mountain lion was between 8 to 9 months old. The mountain lion did not leave the place where he had attacked the little boy. In fact, the police and the U.S. Forest Service officers found him 600 feet away from the exact area. The tree that the mountain lion lived under was said to have much debris and toys from the houses around, showing these animals are not scared to collect these items, even if it means close encounters with humans. Because of these facts, the officers were forced to put down the animals, even though they were healthy. All of this according to the Aspen Times.
Why are animals becoming more comfortable around humans? Animals are becoming displaced. In Popular Science by John Mahoney, it stated that animals 50 years ago saw humans much differently than they do today. This is caused by climate change, habitat destruction, and a surprising one, more large carnivores. More predators driving deer and other animals to areas predators don't go, like towns. The prey become comfortable there, and eventually the predators, like mountain lions, come down and also get used to the urbanization. This is dangerous.
Some easy ways to help limit the amount of mountain lion-human interactions are to clear any overgrown vegetation and trim down large bushes so that the lions can't use them as hiding places. Also, plant vegetation that will repel the prey animals because the predators follow the prey. It is also a good idea to feed your pets inside because the lions will be attracted to any food left from your pet.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.